Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Podcast, the podcast that reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 666. It's the number of the beast. As always, it is Nerd Chicana here to host show. Lance, my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Monday night.
Monday night, bro. And it feels
Monday
so
night.
Right. And it feels so right. Yeah, man. Monday night live and early for our patrons over on patreon.com/thenerdcore, where you get this episode live streamed to you directly and you get it free. I mean, what's it called? Early before anybody else gets to watch it on Tuesday at 12 p.m. Central Time. Of course, join us over on patreon.com/nerdcore to get your episodes live streamed to you and early before anybody else gets to watch it. But before we go into today's review of The Idiot from Akira Kurosawa, Brad, how are you doing today?
Doing all right, Raul. Doing all right. A little bit tired. Work was a little busy today. I need a nap. But also, okay. I need to go work out after this, so I won't get that. I did start Leon the Professional before this because I probably will not have time to watch it Tuesday. And then we have a watch along Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to fit it in some form.
In some form. Oh man, I get you, Brad. I get you. It's tough, Brad. It's tough.
Well, they're adding extra shit on for tomorrow that I won't talk on here, but just know I'm probably gonna be working like a 13-14 hour day tomorrow.
God damn. Yeah. Can't be talking about all that, but you know.
God help me.
God help you.
I did come up with a phrase today when I was really tired. One of my employees asked me how I was doing, and I went, same day, different shit.
Damn straight, Brad. Damn straight.
I totally just fucked up that saying, but, you know, it is.
Same day, different shit.
Same day, different shit.
Yep. Oh man, but look, man, I'm sorry it's like that, but at least what's it called? We get to talk about some Kurosawa today.
Yeah, I do love some Kurosawa, even if it's some overly long Kurosawa.
Jesus Christ, yeah. And to think, Brad, we could have had a longer film.
True. Like from the original, and then was the original like lost or
no? What was so it was they was an original like 265 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was lost.
But Shochiko was like, yeah, that original was lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, apparently it was lost, so they had to they had a cut down version that was like the studio cut it down to this long.
And, yeah, the studio lost that original film.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure they did. It's lost. Sure it's lost. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll probably be in some steelbook collection in the future. You can watch the original length.
Yeah. Though I would want to. I want to see what's different because apparently it's a lot more faithful to the novel.
Yeah. And probably, I'm probably not edited kind of the way this one is.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's probably where the studio and post cuts were like kind of fucked with this movie.
Yeah. it's questionable in some places. We'll get in on that in the review though.
Yeah, but Brad, I went to work today and I watched this film. wanted to watch it last night, but you were watching. I was like, I don't want to interrupt his progress on there.
Because I was a little more than halfway.
Yeah, yeah. So I watched the Virgin Spring from Ingmar Bergman instead.
Okay.
Great movie. Great movie.
Is that one we haven't watched yet?
No, I have not watched that yet. Okay. Yeah. Freaking awesome movie. And after I'm done here, I'm going to start on the next, on today's movie and hopefully finish it by the time I go to bed. But, we'll see. Yeah, I went to the movies. I watched the movie today as well. And that's pretty much it, man. I just been hanging around. That's all going on right now. But, oh man, other than that, Brad, like nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy, really. No.
No. I don't know, man.
Another normal day and going to work to pay bills and spending money to make more bills. And
yeah. Yeah.
Never.
At least going to have a good mail week this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got some orders in, didn't you?
Yeah. I got to have some cool stuff. Need to figure out when I want to, what's it called? Set up those reviews. This challenge has been kind of fucking with my review schedules too. So it's like, yeah, I'm glad it's only 1 month that I do.
Yeah, no shit.
But I wanted to, what's it called? Spice up the content on my channel. So yeah, you know, I was like, fuck it. But yeah, with that said though, I'm pretty sure you guys do not want to hear about that anymore. You want to hear about you want to hear about the film idiot. The Idiot. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to hear about the idiot.
Yeah. You want to hear about the idiot, Brad.
That idiot, Brad.
Yeah. But with that said, let's go ahead and get this going, Brad, because we don't need a spoiler warning today. So, Brad, let's introduce him to Akira Kurosawa's The Idiot.
All right. Coming from Wikipedia, The Idiot is a 1951 Japanese film directed and written by Akira Kurosawa. It is based on the 1869 novel The Idiot from Fyodor
Dostoevsky.
Okay, thank you. Dostoevsky. The original 265-minute version of the film, faithful to the novel, has been long lost, a nearly three-hour release reflecting a 100-minute studio-imposed cut. Currently survives as the most complete version of the film available for contemporary audiences. The film stars Setsuko Hara, who plays the part of Taiko Nasu, the beautiful mistress of Tohara. The characters are involved in a web-like plot of intersecting relationships. So, screenplay by Akira Kurosawa, Ijiro Hisaita, produced by Takashi Koide. Starring Setsuko Hara, Yoshiko Kuga, Toshiro Mifune, Masayuki Mori, Takashi Shimura, Noriko Sengoku. Cinematography by Toshio Ubakata, edited by, of course, Akira Kurosawa. And yeah, running time, original loss was 265 minutes, existing 166 minutes, and budget was 70 million yen.
Yeah, they should put their what's it called? Akira Kurosawa's The Editor, but with a couple of executives in his head, in his ear,
with production company Shochiku. There, when they grabbed the original film, it was like, yeah. A little much. A little much there, Chris, huh?
Yeah. Fuck it, man. Yeah. But, Brad, this is one that I haven't watched from Kurosawa, and now I'm finally, what's it called, got to it.
We made it.
Yeah, I got through it. I just got to lock in, bro. I had to go. I had to stand like this in front of the movie. Yeah. I had to stand like this in front of the TV screen. Yeah. Yeah.
Seriousness.
Assumed a position. Oh my god. But ironic to finally watch this because of course Kurosawa loves Dostoevsky, man. He loves Dostoevsky. So I wanted to get to it so I can finally see what he did with this film. Because I've always heard that he did a pretty good version of this film. So I thought this was a pretty good film, Brad. I thought it was pretty good. I might borderline even say it's great. This has some of my favorite performances in a Kurosawa film, though. I have to say, the performances are really fucking good in this movie, Brad. The editing is bad because the studio imposed cuts. Yeah.
In some form.
Yeah. So, what's it called? When the studio is making you cut shit, you're usually not going to have the best. What's it called? Flow in the film.
It's nice to know that was going on in the 50s as well.
Yeah.
Not just today.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, Brad, it was a lot harsher back then too. Because now it's like, what's it called? You don't want to do the job? Cool. You're fired. Back then, I wonder what it was like. Well, no, you kind of have to. So, you know, you're going to stay here.
If you want to make this movie, you kind of got to.
But like, Takashi Shimura's in this, Brad. Mifune's in this. And his women, the actresses, fucking Hara and Kuga, bro, just...
I was going to say, like, those aren't... It's amazing. Mifune and Shimura, they're in the movie, but they're not the main points of the movie. Like, no. They're good. But it's the female leads, Setsuko Hara and Yoshiko Kuga, as Taiko Nasu and Ayaku,
and remember,
steal the show.
Setsukahara was in a Tokyo Story in late spring from Ozu. You know, and apparently, remember, she's the one who is supposedly Millennium Actress is based on.
Oh yeah, that is true.
Yeah, which like Setsukahara is just an incredible actress, and I loved her in this movie, Brad. Like she really plays the role well.
Her presence, holy God, throughout the film, she just like your focal point just goes right to her.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Masayuki Mori as Kamada. Put in a good performance in my eyes. I mean, although I find this funny, this is called The Idiot, and Kamada is like the most normal character in this whole freaking movie.
Yeah, pretty much. There is a lot of intricacies in here that is kind of difficult to juggle within like a fucking 2-hour and 48-minute film, because let's be honest, like this doesn't like, I don't think it feels complete. I think that there's like stuff still kind of there in the background that we're not exploring. Like I said, I actually really like this movie, Brad.
I thought it was
mainly being because of the performances.
I mean, I thought it was good. It's definitely not my favorite Kurosawa. It's probably not even near my favorite Kurosawa, but I think it's good. I think it's a little confusing in the beginning. Just from, you know, you're intermixed with writing, and so you're trying to follow these characters, and then there's writing of like, okay, which one's Kamada? Okay, which one's, you know, Akama? Which, you know, and then you, when you get it through along farther in the movie, you figure out who all those characters are. But at the beginning, it's like there's just a lot of characters in there, and you're like, who's who? I don't quite know yet.
Yeah,
and that's where I kind of like that was my least favorite part, was like the first maybe 15 minutes, just because I was trying to figure out which characters were which.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got through that, it was fine. But yeah, once Taiko Nasu entered the screen, you kind of understood why everybody was like under her spell. But yeah, I mean, you have strong female leads in this. But personally, Ayako, that is one crazy, crazy young female.
Yeah.
I mean, Kamada, like patience of a saint. So maybe he is kind of the idiot, because yeah. I would not have put up with any of that.
You also got to think about the time, Brad. Like, imagine at the time, like, I don't think Kaneda really has a choice.
No, I mean, I think your options kind of limited in, you know, in this area. But, you know, overall, the story, you know, I like the story. I think it's a little confusing here and there, but for the most part, I thought it was done well. I've never read the book, so that's probably an issue.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, my gripes are the editing, for sure, because there's certain portions in the film where, like, she's walking through, like, a living room, and for some reason, there's, like, 5 cuts of her just walking through the living room.
Yep.
And I'm like, why would we do that? Why you do that? Yeah. And then you got a lot of the wipe edits, like, and you're just like, okay.
That doesn't quite make sense, does it, Brad?
It doesn't. But, you know, overall, like, I think this needs some restoration to help it.
1,000%.
You have shaky camera. I mean, it's not the greatest quality anymore, but there are shots in this that are probably some of the best Kurosawa shots, and that's mostly on Taiko Nasu's character to me.
Yeah,
a lot of the close-up faces. I mean, Mifune in this is Mifune to a key. It's always good seeing young Mifune, because he still looks like he's like between the age of 40 and 50. Shimura wasn't really in this film a lot. I wish he was in it more. But, like Raul told me in before we got on, Ikiru is next. So Shimura gets his day.
Does he fucking shine, bro?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I mean, like, he waited it out and was like, yeah, I'm going to own this one. But I think this is good. It's not my favorite Kurosawa. I think it's just too damn long.
Yeah, and not in a long way where I'm like, oh, it kind of does benefit it a little bit. Like where like Seventh Samurai, like, yes, the length is long. But I'm still saying like, well, damn, bro, like I really don't know what I would cut. Like,
yeah, I mean, like there's 20 minutes, you know, in Seven Samurai that probably need to be cut somewhere. But I don't know what I would cut.
Exactly. Yeah. But also, like, you have to look at it, Brad. Like, so 200, how much? 250, 265
minutes, and they cut what?
How 100? Much is that? Okay, 6, 12, 18, 20. 18, no, 6, 12, 18, 24.
4 hours and like 4.5 hours, a little more. Almost 4.5 hours, it looks like.
Brad, that's almost how many, like, that's almost an hour's worth of footage, Brad. Like,
yeah, yeah. So they cut a lot.
That's a lot, guys. That's a lot of movie that's cut.
But that makes you question now. I mean, the editing is bad. Like, it's not great. And that probably lends to the pacing issue. So maybe the original didn't have a pacing issue had we known what Kurosawa was going for.
Yeah. And to me, it probably seems that, like, he was kind of going for just exactly what the novel gave you.
Yeah.
And of course, how much he loved and how much he respected Dostoevsky's work, he wanted to stay true to the novel. Now, I've never read the novel, but I think at the core of it was definitely the whole relationship aspect of the
story. I mean, you look at all the other novelizations that Kurosawa has done, he sticks mainly really close. I mean, some people say he's done some of the best Shakespearean work in his films. So, yeah. I mean, I would imagine he'd stick close to it because that's just what Kurosawa does. He doesn't really go off the path on many of the books he reads and then makes a film out of.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And that's how much, like, and that's something I'll say about this, Brad. This is a studio and post cut, right? But there's not a single moment I don't feel in this movie that I don't, like, where I don't, like, there's not a single moment where I don't feel that love that Kurosawa has for this book.
Oh, no. There's the cinematography is there.
Yeah.
It's the editing, which is just questionable, very questionable. And I think you're right. You might have to blame the studio for part of that. Kurosawa can, like, when he's editor, it's just like, all right, Kurosawa, you could have, like, maybe 20 minutes. But that's generally it. It's just some of his longer films is like, if he cut out 20 minutes, it'd probably be, you know, he probably would have fixed any pacing issue in that. But like this, it's just edited to hell and back. And it's just, I mean, it doesn't help it. It just makes it feel longer.
Yeah. Though, like I said, I think what really saved it for me was the performances. I think these are some of the best performances in the Kurosawa film ever.
I mean, you got Shimura, you got Mifune, Setsuko Hara.
Yeah.
I mean, you got like his biggest names that he works with throughout his whole career. The man wasn't gonna fail getting the best work out of him. I did have an issue with the death scene because I don't know how those two died.
Yeah.
I don't know if they just froze to death or...
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know.
This is crazy, Brad. It was originally intended to be a two-part film with a running time of 265 minutes. After a single poorly received screening of the full-length version, the film was severely cut at the request of the studio. This was against Kurosawa's wishes. When the re-edited version was deemed too long by the studio, Kurosawa sardonically suggested the film be cut lengthwise instead. Are you fucking bastard? Fucking bastard. Oh, my God. He's so
okay,
fucking...
that's funny.
According to Japanese film scholar Donald Ritchie, there are no existing prints of the original 265-minute version. Kurosawa will return to Shochiko later to make Rhapsody in August in 1991. And according to Alex Cox, is said to have searched the Shochiko archives for the original cut of the film to no avail.
He was looking for that shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. To suggest that they cut it lengthwise.
Yeah. Like, you really want to edit it?
Yeah. How about you fucking edit it?
Okay, so we definitely got a studio
yeah.
fucking pressuring, which never good, even if Kurosawa was the one to edit this. If he was feeling yeah. pressure on that, he was probably doing it all pissed off. Which might explain the whole six cuts for one walking through scene. He was probably just pissed off and just did that.
Yeah. And like I said, also what I really like about this film, Brad, is just like the theme is there about, like, you know, how we treat people and how we expect people to do things for us. But, like, it's even the people who we look down on the most that sometimes are the smartest.
Yeah. And the kindest. They kind of got it figured out. And who you think is the idiot, and it's not really true. It's just mm-mm. they have so much love in their heart that it hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, like, throughout this whole movie, you just feel so bad for Kaneda. Like,
yeah. And he just wants to. I mean, Kaneda just wants to fix Taiku Nasu. And, you know, he sees the beauty in her. And it basically overcomes him to the point of death. And then. Yeah. You know, and even Mifune, he sees the good in Mifune. Mifune's a character, Akama is kind of a bastard in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
Although the stabbing scene was kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
Where he goes to stab him, and then Kameda's just in the snow rolling around.
But yeah, I'm sure we'll never, what's it called, get to see that print. I'm pretty sure it just doesn't exist. And if it gets found somewhere, I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty difficult to restore it, but I would like for them to just restore what they have.
Yeah, fix the shaky camera. I mean, you got film stock there that needs some TLC.
Yes, sir. But, yeah, I mean, that's the case for a lot of Kurosawa bread. Like, you know, like we keep saying, like, you know, Dersu, like, you know, I get it. Like, the Dersu is not going to, it's not going to be like a big, like, there's not a lot that you can do to a film that was already shot on shitty film stock.
Yeah.
So, like.
But there's a lot of the films where you could, like. I mean, they've done it before. Look at Ron. Ron is pretty gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, yeah. That's how it is, man. But, Brad, what's your final verdict on The Idiot?
I mean, definitely isn't my favorite. It definitely has issues, but it still has that good craftsmanship that is Kurosawa. It's just, I think the studio came in and fucked with it enough where it kind of takes it down to not my least favorite, but, you know,
yeah,
towards the bottom.
My ranking here.
I'm thinking like an 8 out of 10.
I'm thinking the same number, Brad.
Yeah.
I'm on 8 of 10 as well.
I mean, because it's better than the horse documentary.
Yeah.
The made for TV horse documentary. But this has a lot of issues that I can't just overlook, and it's mostly the editing, and with the editing problems comes the pacing problems.
Yeah. I put this above Scandal, The Hidden Fortress, which, by the way, needs a what's it called? Rescreening. Yeah, don't crucify me just yet.
I will fight you.
Yeah. Song of the Horse. And Lower Deaths.
Yeah.
But, like, everything above it, I can't put it above any of this, Brad. Like,
but here's the thing with Kurosawa. Kurosawa doesn't make a bad film.
No,
you haven't found one yet.
No, I have not found one yet. Like, even the fucking horse documentary.
Yeah, Brad. It was all right. Like, the cinematography was great, but it was still a horse documentary. So I don't know what to more to go off of there.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, even Scandal, like, I wasn't, like, amazed with Scandal, but I was like, I still really like this movie. I think Mifune is great in this movie. Like, yeah.
I don't think we've seen a bad Mifune movie yet.
No, man, I haven't.
I mean, he's great in this. He's freaking crazy, but, like, most of the characters, except, like I said, Kaneda is the only character that seems sane in this whole film.
Yeah, but with that said, yeah, that's it. That concludes our review of The Idiot. And as always, we'd like to thank you all so much for joining us. You can follow along with us on thenerdcore.com. Twitter is @thenerdcore_. Instagram and Threads @thenerdcore. TikTok is @thenerdcore. And of course, our Discord link is in the description below, so you can go ahead and chat with us and talk about Mifune and Kurosawa and all those crazy cool stuff that we talk about here.
What's your favorite Kurosawa film?
Yeah, put that down here. What do you think about The Idiot? Are we completely wrong about The Idiot in the comments? Tell us about that in the comments.
Why is Raul wrong about Hidden Fortress?
Yeah. I told you I need a rescreening, okay? Stop. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, tell us what's your favorite Kurosawa movie. Are we wrong about The Idiot? Tell us in the comments, man. And we'd like to talk with y'all in there. And of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, please leave a subscribe. Please subscribe to the channel. Click the notification bell. Leave a like on the video as well, because that helps us out a lot too. And yeah, make sure you're doing all those things and make sure that we get to more eyes and we get to keep on making awesome videos for y'all. If you're listening to this on the podcast side of things, though, make sure that you leave a 5-star review on the podcast app, on your podcast app of choice, and make sure you're following us on that podcast app of choice. Oh, that helps us out so much too. What else, Brad? We want to thank our patrons for making this possible. Without them, it's just not possible. You know, they're the ones who make everything we do here a thing, and we get to make more reviews because of them. So we thank them so much for being the great people that they are. So thank you to our patrons, and of course we want to thank our wonderful patrons. I'm sorry, you can become a patron by going over to patreon.com/thenerdcore. $1 tier gets you early access to this episode and live stream to you, so you can chat with us. We not have Stacy today, no chatting, but that doesn't mean that it can't happen on Thursday.
Nope.
Yeah. So, of course, we want to thank him. Makes this possible. And, of course, we want to thank our wonderful producer, Shane. Where can they find him, Brad?
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at ThriftedIL, or go buy something from the Suppy God at PrisonCityVintage.com.
All right, man. And with that said, I don't know, man. Not much to tell y'all, but, yeah, I wish... Maybe one day. I don't think so. I think it would take like a miracle for this movie to get found.
It's in someone's basement in a mountain somewhere, probably never to be seen again because it's been forgotten.
Yeah. I think, you know what, Brett? I think we'll probably get that one film that's lost from him because it's been screened before. Like, I think that'll end up being fucking released here.
Yeah.
At one point before, like, the full version of The Idiot.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, another month of Criterion releases announced that no Kurosawa.
Of course.
Yeah. And you know who to blame for that. Yeah. That's all Toho. Mm-hmm. It's all Toho. But with that said, guys, remember Wednesday, True Detective, Season 1, Episode 4, over on Patreon at the $5 tier. And then Thursday, live and early, Leon the Professional for our patrons. And that goes up on Saturday at 12 p.m. And then, of course, we have our live shows for this Saturday and Sunday. But without further ado, let's get them out of here. Bradley, send them out.
All right, Raul, thank you being host as always. Thank you to all those who join us in future chats. Thank you to our listeners out there, our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And in this episode, I'll just say, stay on your farm. Stay away from women. You'll be happier. Young Yoda out. 'Fooney the goat.
Damn straight.